This Get Made. Welcome to a How Did This Get Made mini episode. You guys are in for a real treat. This movie is bonkers. Literally. No. I know that we say that every movie is good. This might be my favorite How Did This Get Made movie. It came out in 1995 and stars Cindy Crawford. Yeah, you heard me right. Cindy Crawford starred in a movie produced by Joel Silver with William Baldwin. You know what I mean, come on. You know what you're gonna get, right? You think you do, but you have no idea. Play the trailer, here you go.
For Detective Max Kirkpatrick, rules are made to be broken.
Let it go, Sly.
For attorney Kate McQueen, making enemies is just part of the job.
Married?
No.
Divorced? Boyfriend? Living with?
Is this going anywhere?
I'm just after a suspect profile.
No one tried to kill me. This is Miami. I'm local. We only shoot the tourist.
But someone wants to settle out of court.
Tell me you got the woman next.
I got her. All right, top of the stairs on the right. I want you to keep her away from all the windows.
So what am I supposed to do?
Figure out who's trying to kill you.
She doesn't want his help.
Do you have a problem with lawyers or something?
He doesn't want the job.
I'm a cop.
Really?
It's written on the badge.
They don't have a choice.
He's in a small room by the stairs.
No, he's behind you!
What the hell is going on, Lieutenant? Somebody knows every move we make!
Okay, there you go. I'm on that.
Now, if they can just stand each other.
So now you're saying we can't trust any cops?
That's right.
Baker, FBI.
Why should I trust you?
I didn't shoot you yet.
Oh, yet?
The night's still young.
They just might stand a chance.
I'm leaving you with a friend.
I don't know how to use a gun, Max.
You ever use a camera? The same principle, point and shoot.
I've got them.
What are you gonna do, hit me?
Cindy Crawford.
Let's start young.
Fair game.
That was a good ride, Kate.
Isn't that the best trailer? I want to watch it again. Watching that trailer made me want to watch this entire thing again. I will watch this movie again. You can watch it right now on iTunes. It's cheap to download. You can get it on Amazon. You will find this movie and you will thank me for it. So much fun. I don't want to build it up though too much, but fuck it, it's great. I hope you enjoy it. Also wanted to let you guys know that we are doing a t-shirt contest. Go to earwolf.com, the How Did This Get Made forums, and you can actually submit your own t-shirt design. We're going to pick from the fans. Unless they all suck, then we'll just have somebody else make one. But we would love to pick from you guys. So if you have an idea for a design, please send it to us. We would love to take your art and use it for our own purposes. Every week on the show, we like to do something called corrections and omissions. Hit that theme!
There's something rather spiffing about corrections and omissions, but some people take it a bit too far. Like the simple girl on Amazon that gave this film five stars.
This is a part of the show where you tell us if we missed anything from the actual show. Now, we were pretty thorough on Daredevil, considering the fact that we had Ed Brubaker with us, but there were a couple things worth mentioning. Someone brought up on the message boards, well, maybe he chews pills because he can taste which pills they are, the same way he folds his money. Dude, that is a terrible idea. Because if he's chewing the pill, he's taking the pill. You couldn't, like, take a Valium and go, oh, I wanted a Tums. Terrible. Terrible idea. I think they just wanted to make him sound tough by saying he chews pills. But it's one of those things that sounds tough, but it just seems like unnecessary. Someone else brought up, and it's actually very well detailed on the message boards here, how every character in the movie is actually related to a famous Marvel artist or character in that world. So that's kind of cool if you're a little Marvel nerd. And finally, I think the best comment of the week is this. Can Daredevil's fighting technique be considered Gymkata? Bro, You are 100% correct. It can be considered Gymkata. Let's see a face-off between Olympic gold medalist, I forget his name, Kurt something, and Daredevil. That's a movie. That's a team-up movie. That's a Batman and Robin I would like to see. Daredevil, thank you guys so much for listening to that episode. We really enjoyed having Ed on the show. And if you have not read Velvet yet, it's fucking good. Really good. Just like Ed said it would be. I mean, everything he does is great. Now it is time to get to some Q&As. You ask me Qs, I give you As. Here we go. This one is from Corey Miller. He says, will it be a bad winter? Corey, let me tell you, I have a bunch of groundhogs at my house. Now, they are indoor groundhogs because, you know, they can't take the outdoors, but they've been doing a lot of shopping on Amazon. And let me tell you, they have been buying a lot of winter coats. So take it from my groundhogs who love to shop on Amazon, not a plug, it's going to be a cold winter. Unless, like, you're an Alaskan and you want a cold winter. But again, I live in California, so it won't be a cold winter. Corey, I need geographic specifics for your questions. Matt Noxus Loxley writes, should I go to art school? Matt, it's better than getting a philosophy major. I think that would be good, right? Art school is probably the best place to go to watch a man get paid $20 to stand naked in front of you. Drew Hall writes, can I ever trust a penguin? No, man, don't trust a penguin. Why? Because he's in a tux. People who wear tux are bad. Need I point you to James Bond? He kills people. Yeah, he works for the government. Government's bad. Corporate America. Rupert Murdoch. Terrifying newspapers. Controlling the media. I don't know, but let me just say that my whole thing with penguins actually just stems from the fact that one of them bit me really bad in the balls. Taylor Salisbury Cole writes, why don't I have any friends? Taylor Salisbury Cole, it's because you have a fucking too long of a name. Just shorten that shit. You'll get some friends. No one can say that whole thing. It's a mouthful. You'd be like, T-Man. If you got the name T-Man, a lot more friends. Matt Butorak writes, where did all my money go? Dude, you know where it went, to cocaine. That's right, you are a cocaine addict. You are addicted to cocaine. Don't blame me, I didn't take your money, bro, okay? It went up your nose. And then finally, Jason Jordan writes, would you rather wear a yellow shirt or orange pants every day for the rest of your life? Would you rather wear a yellow shirt or orange pants every day for the rest of your life? I'm going to go with the pants. Orange pants. That's not that bad. I would feel like a fashion icon. I think people would be like, hey, who's that guy who looks like Pharrell? That would be me. Orange pants, way better than yellow shirts. Yellow shirts, everyone's looking at that right away. Pants, it takes a while before people check in on the pants. Okay, here we go. Back to the movie game. This week's film was about an obsessed painter who starts using strange surfaces for painting. Tons of people wrote in and submitted their titles, and then we posted the best ones on Facebook along with the real title and had people vote for which one they thought was the true title. So, from most to least, here are the winners. I Paint on Your Grave, Brushed Aside, Medium Rare, The Horse's Mouth, Frameless. Which one do you guys think? I'll let you think about it again. I Paint on Your Grave, Brushed Aside, Medium Rare, The Horse's Mouth, Frameless. Which one is the real title? The real title is The Horse's Mouth. What? Why would I don't even get it? That is, so someone watched The Horse's Mouth and tell me about this obsessed painter who starts painting on strange surfaces. How do you sell that movie? It's about a painter who doesn't paint on canvas. I'm in. Let's do it. Here's $15 million. Thank you guys so much for writing in, keeping all the boards active. Reminder to submit your t-shirt designs. We want to hear from you. Also, a fond farewell to Sonia Weiser, who had to quit. Apparently, she's gotten too busy, and she could not help us out anymore. But Sonia, thank you so much for all your help. You were great while you lasted. And a big thanks to Nathan Kiley, who helped with our corrections and omissions this week. Nathan, thank you so much for being there, being a friend. And we hope to see you guys next week for Fair Game. Not the one with Naomi Watts, the 1995 one with Cindy Crawford. See you next time. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom. Dot com.
The wolf dead.